The time, well, while we've been on air, an announcement from the Minister of Public Enterprises, Lynn Brown, that she's appointed four new directors to the board of Eskom. Its chair, Ben Ngubane, of course, resigned last week. EWN's Gina Kalaidi is at that announcement at Megawatt Park for us. Gina, good afternoon to you. Has she said, do we know who these four new appointments are?
Well, Stephen, good afternoon. The minister announced their names and simply read out their names. And we did ask her to give us a little bit more information about them. What we do know at this particular stage is that she appointed these four members because they have green experience. And of course, one also has studied nuclear. So she's brought in four new members, which brings the number of board members up to nine. And she said she wanted them to have this experience in terms of obviously renewable energy contracts that Eskom is looking into, and of course nuclear energy. But we don't know much more about them or had an opportunity to scrutinize their names at this particular point. We do know that she's reappointed Zethembe Khoza as the acting chairperson, and she said that all the board members remain interim at this particular stage until she's taken their names to cabinet for approval.
Johnny Dladla has now been appointed as the acting CEO of Eskom. He, I can see, is at the briefing. Is he saying very much?
Not saying too much, although we did ask him what his plan is in order to stabilize the company at this particular stage. And he said that he'll be focusing on business and not politics. I also did ask the minister why it took her such a long time to decide on Johnny Dladla as the acting CEO. She initially told us at the end of last month that she would appoint a new acting CEO within 48 hours. It took her 22 days. And she said it was a complex process, and she wanted to appoint someone who wasn't compromised in any way or conflicted. And she believes that she made a very good choice by choosing Dladla based on his experience, his time at Eskom. He's been here for over 22 years. And, of course, she feels that he's the right person to bring in at this particular stage to try and stabilize Eskom in the short term.
Gia, Eskom, I mean, I think it's unarguable now that it has been at the center of all of these claims around the Gupta family, the Gupta email, state capture generally, Ben Ngubane, Brian Molefe, all of these names. Does she believe that Eskom is able to put all of that behind it? I mean, is she suggesting that there's any big change coming?
Actually suggest that there was any big change coming, but she did say that there are a number of investigations. And she said from 2008, when load shedding started, if she looks at it, there are about seven or eight investigations that are currently underway. We also know that there's one investigation by Parliament. There's one happening internally within Eskom, the ruling party. And she said that all these investigations, including the one initiated by the Hawks, are all still underway. So she's restricted in a way in terms of what she can say about those ongoing investigations. She wants them to play out. Some of them are before the courts, so she can't say anything at this particular stage. But she is giving us a sense that she's quite determined to keep things stabilized here at Eskom to ensure that they can keep the lights on and not go back to a situation like we saw in 2008 where we experienced load shedding. But, of course, she said that all of this is still happening. The processes are still underway. And, of course, when asked about another particular report, that investigation into Machela Koko, the former acting CEO, she said she's had that report since last week. But it's up to the board to come back to her and tell her what their plan of action is. So she's not giving us any details. We have seen reports this past week that he's apparently being cleared of any wrongdoing. But she's not saying that at this particular stage. She wants the board to mull over it and to come back to her and tell her what they plan to do next. At the moment, he's taken leave. But essentially, he's still a part of Eskom. So we'll have to wait and see once the board has reported back to her with regards to that.
EWN's Gina Kalaidis, thank you.